It's 8:35 Thursday morning, 19th of January. Happens tomorrow. We're still in the 18th, I think. Yeah,
we are.
We have a guest joining us this morning in Studio 97. No stranger to the radio business. Worked at Fly FM and The Drive in Kingston. Heard her for years. Finally, nice to meet you.
Yes, I was
a big fan, Jen.
Oh, I was a big fan of you too,
Jennifer Smith. She's with the Hastings Prince Edward United Way. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Making the rounds this morning at Quinny Broadcasting, and how's your experience been at CJBQ and Rock 107?
Oh, well, I mean, the best experience is always here.
Always, Sean. Man,
she said that at CJBQ.
Yeah, I did. I said it at all of them, yes.
So, things are good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, next few days, very big for you in United Way.
It is. You know, so, I mean, we announced our goal of $2.2 million to the community, which we do every September, and we're so tremendously close to reaching this year's goal. But, you know, at the start of January, it's really an indicator for us as to, you know, whether or not we're going to reach that goal. And this year, it is so tremendously close that as a team and as a community, we decided we've got to do a final push in order to get there. And so that's where the give and go final push kind of came into play. And so over the next couple of weeks, we're set up at locations across Hastings and Prince Edward collecting donations to try and make this happen.
I love it. Give and go. I love it.
Give and go. Nice and easy.
Today you're at grocery stores.
We are, yeah. So we're at McDowell's and No Frills from 10 till 2. We're out in the cold. You know, songs like we just heard are the songs that are going to keep us warm today.
Yeah.
But this is the final push, and this is what it takes in order to reach $2.2 million for our community.
Now, if you can't get out grocery shopping today and you'd still like to make a donation to the United Way, you can do that.
You can. Yes, you can. So you can donate online at unitedwayhpe.ca/donate. You can also contact the United Way office. They are ready to take your donations over the phone at 613-962-9531. You know, we know it's been a tough year for a lot of people. And so for those who can't, we completely understand. For those who can contribute, we're asking people to consider donating a dollar or more to help with this year's campaign.
Well said. Also, too, if you can, Jennifer, just kind of explain what the United Way does and what it means to thousands of people in this area.
100%. So, you know, each year we run an annual fundraising campaign supporting our community. And what we mean by that is, you know, we fundraise to fund and support local programs right here at home. Currently, our local United Way is supporting 42 agencies, 65 local programs across Hastings and Prince Edward. Programs like the Good Food Box program, which has been tripled in recent years. They used to do $3,500 boxes in 2019. They're up to 31,500 boxes that are open to anyone in our community. You know, these are the programs that are helping people stretch their dollar a little bit further. And so we know that 1 in 3 people in our community are going to utilize a United Way funded program this year alone. So your dollars stay here at home, making a difference to the programs that we support. And we tremendously, you know, appreciate your support.
42 agencies and 65 different programs. Amazing.
Yes.
The amount of people that you're hitting with your programs and work on a daily basis.
Absolutely. You know, we've also seen an unprecedented surge in funding applications. So in December, we announced that, you know, based on the applications that we were receiving to our local United Way alone, it was 1 million more in funding requests than we had to distribute last year, which means that even if we reach 2.2 million, we would need to raise 3.2 in order to meet the demands that are happening right now. And so honestly, it's the reason and the motivation for these give and goes and for this final push, because as a community, it's what's needed right now.
Yeah, and it's so easy. You're out at the grocery store or whatever. Just give a couple extra bucks on the way past. I know groceries and stuff are expensive, but even just, you know, here's an extra couple, you know, $5, dollar, whatever you can give out while you're out helping the community. Like you said, 1 in 3 people are going to be helping out. 42 agencies, 65 programs. Why not help out our community? It stays local, so it's amazing.
Jennifer Smith, Director, Donor Relations, United Way Hastings and Prince Edward, one-time radio personality at Fly FM, The Drive. We offered her a job years ago at Quinny Broadcasting. She turned us down. You
That's
went out
not
west.
True.
You got married. Your husband, Kurt, is a pilot.
He is. That's not a lie, but the other stuff is how rumors get started, Sean. So
good seeing you.
You
good
too.
Luck.
Have a wonderful day, and we appreciate the support.
It's 8:40. Do we know if Terry Lee Coughlin and Carrie Patrick are coming in this morning with their apparently Thrifty Thursdays feature?
I hope so. I love when they come in. Let's go.
They're not here yet, so maybe that's a good sign that Terry and Carrie got stuck in some snowbank.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's 8:41. Stay with us on this Thursday morning. Good job, Jen. That was so cool. Bon Law.